Next up in doing a ninja history-taking job, we're going to look at dental evaluation. And you may be thinking, whoa, wait a minute, I'm not a dentist. Why do I have to do a dental evaluation? I don't know how to fix teeth. I don't know how to fix gums. No, what I'm getting at is the effects of their mouth, the effects of the kind of dental work they have, the effects of infections in their mouth can have wide-reaching consequences. And you want to find out what that is. So you can do it with a questionnaire. You can do it with just asking them questions. So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. And it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocol. You should include this as part of your very thorough evaluation. Do they have any fillings? If so, which teeth? Have they had any root canals? Again, where? Do they have bridges and crowns? What are their dental habits? Do they floss? Do they rinse their mouth with salt water? What kind of toothpaste do they use? Are they doing it regularly? Have they had gingivitis, which is an infection of the gums? And then we have a dental evaluation form. So let's take a look at this in more detail. So you want to find out about their sore gums, gingivitis, infections in the gums, ringing in the ears, because that there's a connection between the Eustachian tube goes from the mouth up into the ears. And dental issues and infections in the mouth can contribute to problems in the ears. Do they have TMJ problems, temporomandibular joint? That's the joint in the jaw, basically. And that is a concern when they have misalignments. It can cause misalignments in their neck. It can cause headaches. It can be contributing to some of their issues. A metallic taste in their mouth, which can be related to either things from their fillings, or it could be heavy metals in their body. It could be bad digestion, bad breath, white tongue. That's a thrush would be a candida infection, but they may have a white coating on their tongue that's not an infection. That's related to just an overgrowth of something. Have you worn or do you presently wear braces? So you want to know about that. You want to know if they have difficulty chewing. Do they floss regularly? Did your mother have dental fillings prior to giving birth? What does that have to do with anything? Well, it was toxic exposures while she was pregnant. So some of the exposures to the dental materials can have gotten into you. You want to know about their childhood fillings. All my teeth were filled by the time I was 10. That says something about their nutrition as a child, which may reflect on the health of their bones and their teeth and all their collagen-containing structures. So you ask them about how many fillings, dental fillings as an adult, how many amalgams do you have? Now, you want to find out, do they have mercury amalgams? Do they have composites, which are loaded with estrogenic compounds, by the way, xenoestrogens, and or do they have ceramics, which are less toxic than all the others, but way more expensive and very hard. So you can get problems with the opposing teeth when you have ceramics. So you want to find out what's the exposure. Is every time they bite down, are they releasing mercury vapors into their system? Were their fillings causing them to have hormone inhibitors, hormone disruptors? The other thing, did you play with mercury as a child or adult? This was a very odd question when I first saw this. But I remember that when I was a kid, when we broke one of those thermometers, I thought it was really cool how the mercury would ball up like that. And I would actually pick it up and touch it. So I had that kind of direct exposure to mercury through my skin. And they may have too. Fortunately, they don't make those thermometers anymore. A lot of fish gives you exposure to mercury. So really, we're looking at the dental history, but also their heavy metal type exposures. You can get them to describe their dental work. And then take a look at the tooth diagram and circle the teeth that they've had problems with. Where did they had fillings or crowns or infections or root canals, and circle those. And this is, there's 32 teeth and each one has a specific number, and that's the numbering scheme that's used by dentists, right? So that's one way to look at it. Now, in addition to this, you see each tooth in Chinese medicine, each tooth is associated with a meridian. So the next thing I have for you is some fun, where there's a couple of charts that relate the teeth, each numbered tooth, to a particular organ, an acupuncture meridian, and a set of emotions. So it's just really nice that when you get this information from people, like they've had specific recurring problems in their teeth, to go back and see which teeth they are and relate it to these particular charts. Very interesting stuff. I'd like to just show you both charts. This one relates the meridians. So the meridians are here at the top: heart, stomach, lung, liver, kidney, liver, gallbladder, lung, large intestine, stomach, spleen, heart, small intestine. So they're paired meridians. And then which associated Western medicine joints organs and glands, and that's the next set of lines, and which teeth they're associated with it. Now, is this pure science? No. What did I say? We're going to get the best of science and traditional type approaches. So if you don't believe in any of this, no problem. But it's a very useful tool. It gives extra information that you normally might not have. It just may give you some insights. You never know. So I would take a look at this. And then the next chart, we'll go look at the next chart. The emotions. The first 16 teeth are along the top, and you have emotions, and then the organs, and then the meridian. So emotions, organ, and meridian. You really would only need one chart unless you want to get into the level of detail from the other chart, but this one would be a great one to have as a reference. Same thing at the bottom, from teeth all the way up to 32. The meridians, the Western organ association, and then at the bottom there, the emotions. So just something useful to have in your bag of tricks that you may find useful with some people.